This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, another hour of What's On Your Mind. That's why it's called What's On Your Mind. Today we just said, let's clear the deck. Let's find out what you're thinking today on any and all topics. We love hearing from our audience. We love the interaction we have on the program. And it's been just a busy couple of weeks where we've had a lot of different guests, a lot of different topics. And so today we just said, let's clear the deck. Let's find out what you're thinking. So any and all topics, welcome. We're doing the radio graffiti model here today, so we give you 1 minute, 1 minute only, and sometimes continue the conversation a little bit, and sometimes say, hey, call it good. We're in good shape. So simple as a phone call to 800-228-0550. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. I'll get some texts in here today as well. 701-237-1590 or call us at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. We're headed back to New York City. My wife Marie and I are hosting a trip to New York City. We've done this every year for a long time. We've done Washington, D.C. before. We've done Norway as well. But one constant has been New York City for, gosh, it's got to be coming up on a dozen different years now that we've done this. It's so fun. To travel with people who share your values, who think like you do. We have so much fun. We obviously take in the sights, and it's Christmas time and all that. But we also just have a good time together and make friends that we've known for years. Hardly anywhere I go throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota do I not have somebody come up and say, remember, my wife and I were with you on the trip. And my wife remembers their names. She knows their kids and grandkids and their whole life story, where they're from. And I can just recognize the face and say, absolutely love it. But anyway, December 7th through the 11th, you can leave from Bismarck or you can leave from Fargo on the 7th. And we leave bright and early on the 7th. The reason is because we want to get to New York City by mid-afternoon and load up the motor coach and go on a city tour. And we have a little dinner at the Katz Deli, which is a famous deli, famous because When Harry Met Sally was filmed there. But they have mile-high sandwiches. They've been doing that since 1888. So those are the kind of fun places we find. We're staying at a Marriott Town Place Suites right there in Chelsea. So we always find a good spot, good breakfast, free every morning at the hotel. And then we head out each day. Like on Wednesday, we'll go to the chapel, famous chapel at Ground Zero. It's actually an amazing story because, as you know, most of Ground Zero and where the World Trade Center there was destroyed, right? Well, here this little chapel stood. It was literally the little chapel that stood. It is the oldest church in New York City. Pretty amazing. So we see that. We see the 9/11 Memorial. We also go little lunch there at a famous building in Ground Zero that's been redone. We go to One World Observatory and see 360 degrees of New York City in every direction, the skyline, everything. We do a little shopping and sightseeing at Chinatown and Little Italy. That's great fun. We go to Pier 15 for a cruise. This is so fun because you see the Manhattan skyline. Gosh, it's a blast. We're also going to stop by, right now, Fox News Channel. They've had us every year for Fox and Friends. As of today, they're not having outside visitors there, so they don't take groups in. That may change. But the folks from Newsmax said, come on over. Greg Kelly, who do you want to see? So it'll be either Newsmax or Fox and Friends that we'll get a chance to take part in. We don't know exactly yet how that'll happen. But then we head to Ellis Island, and we check out Times Square. We eat at Carmine's, famous spot there at Broadway. And we're going to go to the Imperial Theater on Thursday night and see Ain't Too Proud. It is the new musical that tells the story of the Temptations. From the streets of Detroit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is a great Broadway show. So entertaining. Then on Friday, we go to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Great tour. One of the best tours. I've been going to St. Patrick's Cathedral since I can remember. Way back to my first trip in the early 80s to New York City. But really getting inside the history and finding out what's you know, the reason for everything and all the shrines they have there. It's so cool. It really fills your bucket. So it's called America's Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. We'll go there. Then we go to the top of the rock. We have lunch at Tavern on the Green, another famous spot in Central Park. Fifth Avenue, Trump Tower for dinner on Friday night. That's so dang fun. And the Radio City Music Hall that night for what I think is the most spectacular. This is the reason for going to Washington or to New York City at Christmas time, because the Radio City Christmas Spectacular that features the Rockettes will fill your bucket. Kevin, can you believe this? New York City, Radio City Music Hall, they recreate the nativity scene. The whole Rockettes Christmas Spectacular is about the reason for the season. And the birth of Jesus in New York City.
I believe it. I've never been. We went Halloween of 1988. It's the only time I've been in the Big Apple.
Oh, yeah,
it was. Had a great time, though. But, yeah, I don't know. It's different deal now, but that's for sure.
Well, listen, when you get New York City to tell the story of Christmas, you know, you know that, we better go while they're still doing it, because who knows what's next. Saturday,
yeah.
Another full day, lots of shopping on Saturday, because people like to just kind of on your own day. Where do you want to go? Explore around the hotel, take in a little of this, go to a park, whatever. Bryant Park. A lot of fun there. Just a cool place. And then we head to the airport on Saturday night and come back. So that's the full itinerary that I've kind of walked you through there. A lot of fun. If you'd like to go, here's what I'd do. Texture says Ellis Island and Statue of Liberty, very cool. Exactly. They are. And we're going to be out there cruising around Statue of Liberty in that cruise. Ellis Island also, you know, retrace your ancestors' steps. And even amid this whole immigration debate and border issue, you learn that, look at Ellis Island, if you had a sniffle, you were put in a hold. Right now at the border, we have no COVID protocols at all, yet we have COVID protocols everywhere. It's a very, very interesting to learn the history of that. I'll give you a number to text me, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054 is my number. Or you can text our main What's On Your Mind line, 701-237-1590. Just put New York City there, and we'll have Jason from Group Travel Planners give you a call. Get an email. If you want to send me your email address in that text, we'll send you an itinerary, and you'll have all the information there. So include your name, email address, or if you'd like a call, your telephone number, whatever works, text me, 701-367-2054, or email us, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, and we'll hook you up, okay? All right. Let's get back to the phones here and your calls, questions, and topics, comments, whether on anything and everything in Radio Graffiti. Dana in beautiful Judd, North Dakota, has an idea on how to spend that $1 billion that the federal government is sending, the latest round of COVID relief that the legislature has taken on. Dana, lay it on me. How should we spend it?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Another beautiful day to combine. Sunshine and the wind's coming up. It'll be a good one. They got that money for the COVID relief, and they've got all these loans that came up from the Bank of North Dakota. And I know they're low interest, but they're still loans. So take some of that money and pay them off so that the people that are still struggling, because they said open it up, doesn't mean that people have returned to their normal practices of going out and spending money. And then that way, the people that are struggling, and they are, just because it says over, it's not over, will have enough money to pay for all the price increases that Biden and the rich is going to pay for this, you know, this $3.5 trillion. So they're jacking everything to try to make it. It's like the fertilizer right now. A ton of fertilizer. A spring for urea was $365 a ton. Right now, I checked just 2 days ago, $700 a ton. 1152 phosphorus was $500. That's up to $800. So we've got an increase on our fertilizer of 60 to 90-plus percent. And on the chemical side, they won't even give you a price because you can't even book it. You can't get it. Our fantastic system that's so technologically advanced is falling apart. They got everything sitting out in the ocean, and people can't get their parts. You know, this causes great disruption. So But that's my idea for the COVID money. Pay off those loans for one thing.
Interesting approach, and you're right on the Biden inflation. It is, it's touching everything. Go fill up with a tank of gas right now and find that. Love the ideas, Dana. We got to keep going. Legislators meeting in early November. We'll take this on. Brady in Vegas, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Glad you're listening wherever you are. From Vegas, in North Dakota, or in Vegas, listening to North Dakota program, What's on Your Mind. We'll take all and every listener out there. Brady, take it away.
I'm formerly from the Iron Range in Minnesota, but actually living in the West Coast now for about 30 years. But you just had that previous call of what should be done with the money that they want to give you. Well, let's finish the wall out here on the border wall. Let's deport all these 3 million people that have just come across. And finally, what we need to do is no more death jabs for all the American people and worldwide. Dr. Zelenko said you will be dead in 3 to 5 years if you've got your jab. So do not get the jab. And I also want to replace the national anthem with F. Joe Biden. I love it.
Brady, thanks for the call. You packed a lot in there, that's for sure. Let's take a quick break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Today brought to you by Leadership ND. North Dakota needs strong and effective leaders to help grow our state and local communities. Leadership ND is a program designed by the University of Mary. And what it does is support those who are ready to answer this call. If you're looking to expand your network, enhance your career, join the University of Mary for the next round of Leadership ND. I am here to tell you the connections you will make the learning that will happen directly from people who've been there, done that. The speakers they have, the tours they do, it's pretty incredible. The application process is going to end here shortly. October 15th is when you need to apply by to secure your spot in the 2022 group, which starts in January. To find out more about this, and employers, managers, owners, if you have somebody in your team and you see them as a potential future leader and just growing up, this is something you want them to be a part of. Other folks do this sort of on their own to say, I just want to get more involved. I want to find those tools. Whatever it is, leadershipnd.org has all the info. Leadershipnd.org. Texture says, hey, Scott, it's Christmas in Texas and Florida, too. You're right, it is. And those are great places to visit. I've been to Texas a bunch, Florida a fair amount as well, and I love them both, actually. The Rockettes and the Christmas Spectacular, the Christmas Story, are not there. Broadway is not there. And this is a opportunity that people can choose to do. I have got a fair amount of the people who say, how could you? Why would you? And I want to go, look, last time I checked, nobody is like rounding people up and stuffing them in airplanes saying, you must, you will, you shall go to New York City. This is, again, the idea is, the joyful warriors that stand for faith, family, and freedom are not going to let the woke America we live in rob our joy or take away a tradition that we've done for decades. But I get it. It's not for everybody. Some people can say, I don't like the idea of having to show a vaccine card to get into a Broadway show or a restaurant. Or I'm not choosing to take the vaccine. That's the best thing for me. God bless you. This show is the voice of freedom for everybody to decide what's best for them. In the case of New York City, it's a very different place than North Dakota. There's no question about it. So in that case, they are requiring that. You got to make a decision on whether you want to go or not. That's your choice. I mean, I do worry a little bit that in these troubling times in which we live, that it's easy to be angry and be mad and shout and wag your finger back at the people that are shouting and wagging their finger at you. That's not the way I choose to live. I choose to be with people who are joyful warriors, happy warriors, and love the idea of 40, 50 people from all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, who think there's more good than there's bad in this country, and going on a Christmas tradition trip. If it's not for you, don't worry about it. Don't do it. But let's not become them and wag our finger at people because they're not choosing to let woke people rob traditions. That's all. Steve in Fargo, you got a minute? It's all yours. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about systemic racism. There's actual proof that it doesn't exist. If you pay any attention to what's going on television, not the news or the programs, but the commercial. Most commercials, if not 50%, if not more, have mixed race couples in them. And if America was systemically racist, they wouldn't buy things from companies that advertise using mixed race couples. The advertising industry does a great deal of research to make sure the people and the images they present are real and are what the American people want. I'm done.
Interesting take. Well, I think the examples of the opportunities available to anyone of all race, color, creed in this great country also prove your point. You've chosen to use the example of marketing and how people present their message, but I think there's many, many hundreds, thousands, millions of examples of how we are not a racist country. This is part of the woke mob, again, trying to guilt you into believing something that is not accurate. Good for you in bringing it up, Steve. How about Mike? Your minute. You're next. Take it away on what's on your mind.
Yeah. Hey, Scott. I think you should take that $1 billion and build a jail for your governor and your senator, and then pay off Dominion voting machines so we could have a correct vote. Because unless you do that, there'll be no more warm and fuzzy stores. You won't be able to travel anywhere. Anyway, that's my half a minute, Scott. Thank you.
Did I hear you correctly that you want to put a governor and a senator in jail? Is that what you're saying?
Governor Burgum's a crook. Get rid of that guy. He's ruining your state.
When you say he's a crook, Mike, what do you mean by a crook? Give me an example of what you think is a law that has been broken by our governor.
Not a law, just his ethics stink. He's vax happy. He would be happy to get everybody stuck with a death jab, like my friend Brady says. And the way he's going to lock down your state. He won't allow domestic travel. The way this country's going, you're not going to be able to leave your state anymore unless you're vaccinated.
Well, I don't think Governor Burgum could be fairly called someone that would be in that camp. I'll give you one example. The second that the Biden administration said employees with 100 or more are going to be mandated vaccines, issued a statement said, no, that's not where we stand. I have some criticisms of Governor Burgum as spending too much time and energy in a counterproductive effort to try and plead with people to get vaccines. And I think we've got plenty of examples where the lighter touch in South Dakota has actually been more effective if your goal and your mission is for people to be vaccinated. But, Mike, I think the idea that because you disagree with his approach on that, somehow he's a crook, is, speaking of counterproductive, flat out ridiculous. And I don't actually think it's the best way for conservatives to express their opinion. What a crook! Throw him in jail! Why? Well, I don't agree with him. Because how long is it going to be before someone says they ought to throw you in jail because you don't agree with them? Let's not become them. I really worry about that. And I understand it is tempting to fight fire with fire in some of this idiocy that's out there. But boy, oh boy, I think the second you start down that path, you're down a very dangerous path. I don't agree with Governor Burgum about pleading on vaccine mandates. I advocate that the conversation about vaccines should be between a patient and a physician, and that every person within the sound of my voice should have a doctor they trust to sort through any information they see or they believe and decide what is best for them. As I look at the COVID deaths in our state or country, I see an enormous percentage of those 80 and above, and the next highest percentage 70 and above, and the next highest percentage 60 or above. So I think it makes sense for anybody 60 or above to say, the evidence suggests that I might want to have to talk to my doctor about this and say, how do I best mitigate the risk? It ought not come from a governor. It ought not come from some health department officer in a cubicle trying to shame you with Facebook ads. It ought to come between you and a doctor. Simple as that. But someone that advocates differently ought not be put in jail. That's crazy. More after this.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce issued a statement late Monday clarifying its support for the Senate-passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill if passed independently. The organization also rejected President Biden linking it to his massive $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. The Chinese military has flown a record 145 flights into Taiwan's air defense during the past 4 days, escalating Beijing's campaign of intimidation. President Biden has responded by saying the need to ensure his strategy of vigorous competition with China does not veer into conflict. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is set to announce his resignation Tuesday after 12 years in the role. U.S. Coast Guard officials are looking into a ship's anchor as possible cause for the California oil spill over the weekend. 3,000 barrels of crude oil were dumped into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My mouth is watering right now. I'm thinking about the lunch specials at PetroServe USA today. Meatball dinner in Harwood or scallop potatoes and ham, 12th Avenue and I-29. Valley City, Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf, tater tot hot dish downtown, Clarendon tater tot hot dish. A lot of great locations and great food. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. I didn't have a PetroServe USA to stop at here in Stillwater, Minnesota, down here for the Minnesota Broadcasters Association Convention. But, Kevin, I did manage to find Candyland.
Candyland
right next door to, the store, yeah. There's one of these in downtown Minneapolis, too. They've been around since 1932, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and Stillwater. And I think caramel corn should be a food group. What do you think?
No question. Yeah.
It's of the earth, right? Popcorn.
Right.
And peanuts too. And so I bought a bag of that.
It's a fusion dish.
Nibble on the way home, and I might have bought you some chocolate covered butter toffee.
Oh, all right.
I'll bring that back. You kind of like a Heath bar every now and then, so I think you'll like that.
Man.
And I'm just finishing up the last of the milk chocolate almonds. There again, a healthy treat, right?
Dark chocolate covered?
No, I went with milk chocolate.
There you go. Half healthy.
But they're almonds. I remind myself all the time.
There you go.
Almonds. Yeah, exactly right. Open phone time to find what's on your mind today. Guest-free edition of What's on Your Mind, which has been kind of fun just to find out. A little bit of here, a little bit of there. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590 or email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. Two topics I wanted to touch on. I mentioned at the top of the show I'd save for later in the program because I wanted to just get to the listeners today. I did a little digging into the numbers of the amount of hospital beds available in North Dakota. In other words, staff beds. I don't know if you know this, but there's one number that's just total beds, and there's another number that's staff beds. And there are a considerable number of beds that we can't use in hospitals because we don't have staff for them. So if you take the amount of staff beds and then you say how many COVID patients are there, the number that I dug into was last week's data over the weekend, Kevin, was 7% of the available staffed hospital beds statewide were occupied by someone that was there because of COVID.
Right.
7%. Now, when I tell you that number, and I overlay that with the lectures we're getting about, not my words, but, you know, you dummies that don't recognize you lower your risk of being hospitalized or the worst possible reaction if you get the vaccine, you're causing hospitals to be flooded. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute here. COVID patients, on average, last week were occupying 7%. Now, I've done some digging. I think the number jumped to 10% in Fargo. I think it is higher in Bismarck. But the statewide average last week was 7%. I'm trying to get updated numbers. Put that request in over the weekend. And waiting for an answer back to get you official numbers for this week to update that. So that tells me we don't have a COVID hospital problem. In other words, the lack of beds is due. If you want to sit here and say, okay, what's the problem? I'd need to know, like, okay, how many people were there because of heart disease? And should we say anybody that decided to not follow their doctor's advice on diet or decided not to take cholesterol pills that they for then should be, we're going to refuse them treatment because they caused this? I mean, you know, seatbelts. Every day that I get a report on a death on the highway, I purposely go and look, okay, what were the circumstances there? And the vast majority of deaths on the highway, rollovers and such, in reports that come from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, are people that didn't wear a seatbelt. Some of those are severely injured. Some of those are dead. So we're going to start saying, well, wait a minute here. They're taking up spots in the hospital. Diabetes, whatever. You can find, name your poison pill here. You're overweight. That's why you're in the hospital. You could have prevented that. So I just think facts are important here. And I don't think the idea of laying the overcrowding of hospitals on COVID patients is fair or even supported at all by the data. Now, it's fair to say if that 7%, 10%, whatever of COVID patients weren't there, it'd be more available hospital beds, sure. But you could say that then about a whole host of things. And I don't know, have you gotten that impression in the media reporting on this, Kevin, that the numbers I'm talking about here, you know, don't you get the impression that people that are not taking the vaccine are filling hospitals and people who need care are not getting hospitals? There's long waits at the ER. It's all at the feet of people who don't take the vaccine. It's all COVID people that are causing this. And I go, wait a minute here. I don't see a lack of COVID vaccine as a problem. I see a lack of staff in hospitals as a problem. And if I talk to healthcare providers and say, did COVID cause that? They'll say, no. You know, it made a bad situation worse, sure, because of the, you know, additional influx on hospital capacity. But it's been a problem 10 years in the making. I just feel like that's not been reported on correctly. Agree,
disagree? I'm lost in all of it. I really am. I mean, you'll see one stat or one figure from somewhere else. I think that certain parts of the country and certain hospitals in certain areas are definitely harder hit than others. And all we hear about is the hard hit ones. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of beds in Cody, Wyoming, for example, but in New York City, maybe not. You know, so I just think that it all depends on the source. You question everything. You look at everything. You got to dissect everything you see now. So when it comes to this,
I found this information by going to the Department of Health website, and I said, total staff beds, how many people in the hospital, you do the math. I mean, nobody's really giving you that stat. You got to dig a little bit to get it, but it's there. It's available to you. I think this is a great example of COVID shaming that is unnecessary. I think we do have a problem with the fact that we have more beds available in North Dakota than we have staff. That's a staffing problem. That's a hospital management problem. And maybe we ought to say, well, okay, what do we need to do about it? Nurses that are making $30 an hour from a hospital can leave and go work for a traveling nurse firm and make $100 an hour. All right. Something in that model is broken. We don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough staff. Let's deal with that problem. But let's not put strain on hospital beds at the feet of COVID. That's just one of many things that bring people to a hospital. And in North Dakota last week, that total was 7% of staffed hospital beds were due to COVID. That's not a complicated number.
Right.
It's pretty simple.
Yep. I ran it. I sat next to an ER doc at the concert on Saturday night, and he just rolled his eyes on the whole thing. He said, you know, I had it. I got vaccinated. I got it again. I probably got to get a booster now, and I'm sure I'll get it again. And he looked at me and goes, because that's how this works. It's like, okay, well. And meanwhile, you know, an arena full of people, no masks. Who knows? They had to show proof of vaccination. You know, I showed a document that showed a proof of a vaccination. That's all I'm going to say. And I walked right in. No problem. So, you know, it's all just one big hypocritical freak show as far as I'm concerned.
I just wish we'd spend more time on the fact that if you get it,
yeah,
there are therapies.
Yep.
I think we also spend more time on saying the best way to not get it is a robust way to build your immune system, zinc, whatever. And you know what? Depending on your particular health situation, maybe the vaccine is the best thing for you. That's a decision you should make. I just get tired of this debate because it seems so basic and so simple to me. Texter says, thank you for bringing the hospital bed situation to light. Again, all I'm doing is reporting numbers. I don't, you know, it's amazing. Isn't this news? Texter says the nurse shortage is the cause of the vaccine mandates. I think the nurse shortage has been around. From everything I can gather from the folks in the healthcare industry, this is a 10-year problem in the making. All right? I talked to somebody last night whose son had an appendix out in January of 2020. Okay? Well before even COVID was a term known to everybody. And they nearly had to operate in the ER because they didn't have a hospital bed. That was January of 2020. This is not a new problem. Now, did COVID make it worse? Yes. Did COVID cause some nurses to say, I'm not taking the vaccine mandate, I'm going to leave and I'm going to do something else? Yes. But it's not the cause of it. It made it worse. Okay? Texter says, an empty hospital is a broke hospital. Our sick care system relies on keeping people alive, but unhealthy enough to keep the revenue pouring in. Well, interesting point there. Because of COVID, a lot of people who had a need for health care put that health care off. Because the narrative was, you can't leave your house without getting COVID, right? I mean, COVID was everywhere. COVID's outside. Wear three masks. COVID's everywhere. And so some people didn't go to the ER. They didn't go to, you know, urgent clinics. They didn't go to anything. And now hospitals are busy because we delayed necessary health care. That made the problem worse, too. So just be rational in all this and get the facts, and you need to know. The other thing I got to ask in the way of a question here, where's the workforce gone? Where is everybody gone, Kevin? I mean, talk to anybody. The restaurant business.
Yeah.
I mean, the cooks walk out. You know, servers walk out. Ask anybody
in any sector, they can't hire
anybody right now. Where is everybody?
Either they've pivoted to a different career and a different job where they're making more money or doing something they like a little more, or they're on the couch getting paid to not work. Those are the two answers. That's where everybody is. And if my two cents with hundreds of ships sitting offshore right now, if there's one longshoreman sitting around getting paid COVID money to sit on his couch and not unload a container ship, those people need to be cut off immediately. Get back to work right now. We have ships to unload. Get to the dock. That'd be my two cents.
Yeah, there ought to be an analysis of everybody getting federal money to not work.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
To say, are you legitimately not able to work? Or is this a choice?
We have a bingo right there.
Your point on the ships is amazing. All these ships off the coast of California circling, waiting, one of them dropping an anchor, we believe hitting a pipeline, because there's so many out there, that are waiting for one simple reason. There's nobody there to unload the ship. There's not enough people
to
take
the cargo.
Yep.
MarineTraffic.com. You'll see it.
More coming up. Don't go away.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land and equipment auctions feature nearly 1,000 acres of farmland, excellent cropland in Polk and Norman counties in Minnesota, and nearly 320 acres of excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota. And don't forget our premier equipment auctions in Moffett and Regent, North Dakota. For more information on these land and equipment auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a standpoint of, from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, IAQ Pros. What does IAQ stand for? Indoor Air Quality. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll see there's a whole range of options. And you are going to recognize very quickly that they've been there, done that on many of those options. And that can be something as simple as, okay, your home and have better air exchange. That could be something all the way up to a building. Remember sick building syndrome? That was solved decades ago. And all the long-term care facilities now have been offered grants to put in equipment from H.A. Thompson & Sons in many of the facilities throughout North Dakota. So this works. Find out how to improve your indoor air quality. Just another tool in the toolbox in the battle against not only COVID, but all the bad things that are in the air. You get to be Todd the Radio God Mitchell today, Kevin, and tell us about Schwann's.
Well, I just, you know what I usually do when I'm filling in for Todd, and then I go to SchwannBuickGMC.com and just kind of check out stuff on the website. First thing I see is they've got killer deals on their service loaner GXs, that they've, the Buick Encore GX. They've got three different models up on the banner right now. So there's great, and, you know, new vehicles are tough. I mean, they do have some inventory, but man, when you're looking at these service loaners and the, I mean, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars off on 2021s. You might want to check that out. They've got new Buicks and GMCs arriving daily, but you got to hurry before they're gone, quite simply. And remember, your warranty lasts a lifetime. At Schwann Buick GMC at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. You can call them with any questions at 701-214-6372.
Tom in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind, but a fun show today, finding out all kinds of things on the minds of our great listeners. And, Tom, you're the latest to go. Take it away.
Well, thank you. I was just wondering if you guys could get someone from North Dakota Job Service on and maybe explain to us why we would even have be distributing any unemployment checks in the state of North Dakota right now. And also, too, we're looking at how to help businesses. They could maybe explain why small business people would have to be paying unemployment insurance tax now, when there's, I guess what I'm trying to say is there should be no unemployment here in North Dakota. And if there are some people that are collecting unemployment right now, why? And maybe there's some medical issues or something like that.
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, but if you're able-bodied, if you're able to join the workforce, yeah, exactly right. We have,
that's the oversight we need right now. Right.
Yeah, we do.
We need that yesterday.
The person you're referring to in North Dakota is Brian Klipfel, and we will effort an interview. It's a good idea. We should just find out, what do they know about the workforce? You know, what of those that are getting unemployment, what is the reason for it? What, you know, where have all the workers gone? That's my question. Restaurants didn't have problems hiring cooks and servers prior to this. And again, it doesn't matter what business, what segment, everybody's hiring. They need people. And, you know, the stories you hear about people walking out and leaving this and going to that, it's unbelievable. But it's a good point, Tom. We will schedule an interview pronto with Brian Klipfel. I know tomorrow on the program we have Steve Moore to talk about what is in this horrific reconciliation bill. We've been so worried about, is it $3.5 trillion or $2.9 trillion or $1.8 trillion. All of that is a ruse. What we ought to worry about is what they're trying to do with the money and how they're trying to transform America in a way that is so at odds with the Founding Fathers. So we're going to dig into the actual devil in the details of that. And we're also going to chat with Dr. Mike LeBeau tomorrow from Sanford a little bit about staffed beds. What do we do to get more staff beds? Because that'll make everything better in healthcare. It will. So he is, of course, the president of the Sanford West Division, soon to be the chief administrative officer for Sanford Health. So he'll join us tomorrow on the program, too, and more of your calls as well. Brady said he knows something about this Long Beach situation. Are you talking about the oil spill, or are you talking about the backed-up tankers waiting to unload, Brady?
I'm talking about the backed-up cargo ships that are sitting out there, over 500,000 cargo ships waiting to be emptied. And the problem is, they're only running like an 8-hour shift. You got the cranes that take the cargo containers off the ships itself. You're only using 1 out of 10 of the cranes. What is going on? They say it's because of COVID. That's Gavin Newsom, but it's not. It's your government, Jughead Joe Biden, what he's doing. The communism is coming out very, very quickly. You're seeing what he wants to do. He's going to screw up the surplus or the supply chain in the United States and cause us to go into a further depression. By Christmas, this country will be in the greatest depression you've ever seen.
Yeah, well, how can it be due to COVID? There's some valid points there.
There's some. Well, right. It's California, Scotty. They're using that. They're using that to do everything, and New York's the same way.
So what? We can't have people work? I mean, you know.
They're because they're getting $600 a week
to sit on their butt. How is this a good existence for people? Is that what we've become? I'd rather just take money to stay at home. That doesn't describe most of the people I know, I'll tell you that. Maybe it's a California thing. I think his best line was Jughead Joe. And another one I heard last week from our friends Diamond Silk, Jim Crojo.
Jim Crojo's got to go.
There you go. Hey, keep those texts coming, and we'll do it all over again tomorrow right here on What's On Your Mind. 701-237-1590. Sound off. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
With Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.